On the 2nd of November 1917, the British government issued one of the most ill-fated documents of the modern era, the Balfour Declaration. It gave the Israeli gangs the right to usurp Palestinian land and displace hundreds of thousands of Palestine's indigenous population upon the creation of the Israeli entity in 1948. This has turned most Palestinians into refugees, scattered in refugee camps throughout the Middle East. 95 years on, Palestinian refugees demanded that the British government compensate them for their suffering and loss. A Gazan historian, who is also a refugee, had this to say.
Britain should bear full responsibility for the Balfour Declaration, which was the main cause behind the loss of Palestinian land and the plight of Palestinians. We must be compensated by the British government for all the losses which resulted from the Balfour Declaration.
Palestinian refugees make up 70% of Gaza's population and live in 8 refugee camps in low standard of living and for many years have been dependent on United Nations agencies for basic services and jobs. They blame their dark conditions on the British government.
British forces occupied Palestine and then gave it to the Israelis. So Britain must pay for our suffering for what it did to us.
During an interview with an Israeli television network on Thursday, acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas stated that Palestine consists of Gaza, the West Bank, and East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. His statement has angered most Palestinian factions, as it implies giving up the Palestinian refugees' right of return. Meanwhile, a British national and human rights worker has called on his government to secure the freedom of Palestinians.
As a British citizen here in Gaza, I would tell the British government and the British authorities and the establishment, and mostly the British people, that they should take a long, hard look at the facts of history and the horrible legacy that Balfour has left. And it's not just horrible, it's brutal. And it's time to say, right, okay, Palestinians deserve the same rights as anybody else. We've done horrific things to them. The least we can do now is grant them some freedom.
Now it remains to be seen if the international community will come out of its silence and recognize the rights of Palestinians.
As they mark the 95th anniversary of the Balfour Declaration, Palestinians in Gaza, most of whom are refugees, say they will never cede the right of return to homes, villages, and towns from which they were displaced in 1948. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.